From the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. Travel with a third generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You have reached Radio Night Live in its anniversary moment this Friday night. We are celebrating kind of a big milestone, and here to celebrate with me is Christine Nicholas. Kevin McCullough is my name. Christine, the intrepid AB who is always gumshoeing the facts for everything that we do on this show. And when I say she gumshoes it, it's a book of notes for each show that we have to work off of, which I'm really grateful for. But she dug through the records and she came up with this this reality that this is our this is yours and my anniversary.
Right, indeed. Well, I always remember it because it began on March 19th, 3 years ago, which is St. Joseph's Day, which is a very important holiday in my family because of my dad, Joseph, my grandfather, Joseph. So we always celebrated St. Joseph's Day. So I couldn't think of a better day to be on the air for the first time with you for Radio Night Live to start this amazing journey, which we weren't sure how long it would last because it was a pandemic initiative to try to get people to come back to New York. And here we are 3 years later and still getting
starting
along.
Year four.
I mean, go figure.
That's it. And now we're talking about expanding now we're talking about expanding to Instagram and doing other stuff. So it's really been fun. Now, was your dad able to tune in that first night?
He was. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Because I know I know he became a fast fan and then was with us until he was no longer. And I always enjoyed the fact that he was paying attention, and he'd in the breaks and stuff, if he'd be where we were recording, he would fill me in on little trivia about the different things that we were, you know, talking about and giving me insights I had never heard from before.
He was a big fan of yours, Kevin. I mean, he really enjoyed it. And, you know, look, I think that is an era where when he grew up, radio was, you know, such a huge medium. And it still is. And I'd be remiss if I didn't, first of all, thank you. But also Jerry Crowley for giving me this opportunity, and Joyce and the whole team, Alex, all the producers.
Yeah.
You know, you guys have been amazing.
We burned through a few.
I feel like it's, yeah, but that's not on me.
They're with us for a little while and then they're no longer. But you know, Alana's doing a great job currently. So I'm grateful that she's with us.
And
she does a lot of the technical stuff, and AB does, like I said, a lot of the research. She just nails down all these things. But Christine, I want to compliment you because when Jerry called me into his office and said, "Hey, I want to do a show in the evening that is less political, because we're so political out the eyeballs the other 23 hours of the day, and let's do it based on information that would be of benefit to people. So money, travel, wellness, legal." And then I was like, "Jerry, you know, for Fridays, people are only thinking about one thing. It's how fast can they get to the weekend and what can they do that's fun this weekend before they have to return to the, you know, the grind on Monday."
Grind.
And he goes, "Yeah." I said, "Well, we should do something with that." And I said, I know just the person that needs to be the co-host for Friday night." So from the very beginning, it was like, there was no one else. You're the first lady of New York hospitality. You know everybody.
Thank you.
You've welcomed everybody. Sometimes you've done it in official roles with being parts of administrations, and other times you've done it as the queen of PR that no one else can match. And I'm just saying, it's been an honor and a humble joy for me to share this microphone with you on Fridays for the last 3 years, going on four as of tonight.
Yeah. Well, I can't thank you enough, Kevin. And we've had some great guests. This has just been a wonderful ride. think about some of the remotes that we've done, you know, when Broadway was coming back, the week, you know, the weekend right before Broadway was about to take stage after being closed for almost 2 years, we put together that beautiful Welcome Back Broadway. And that was so stunning. We've done things in Times Square, and the remotes are special. And just being able to connect with guests, you know, tonight we have two wonderful guests that will be joining us who have been on the show before, Michael Presser from Inside Broadway. And yeah, and then Peter Madonia, who I believe has been on the show for 11 times. I mean, AB is our fact checker, but I think Peter may be the one who has been on the show longer, more than anyone. And the reason being is he's just so darn interesting and always has something to comment on.
Well, and again, he has one of those backgrounds where he did some time in government and he helped get initiatives started, and he's still serving his community in the Bronx. So it's really, really, really cool.
Yeah.
But I was going to ask you, you mentioned all the special guests, this being our third anniversary, starting our fourth year. Is there a single memory that stands out from any of the shows that you were like, yeah, that was really cool, and like it stays with you forever?
Yeah, I think for sure when Broadway was back and we had some amazing star talent, but I think it was just because we were still during the pandemic and it was the first time that we all got together. You know, we went to Hunt and Fish Club and, you know, there was that atmosphere. Everyone was so excited and it was just a beautiful, beautiful show. And I just find that to be one of the most special shows that we've had together.
Well, I think it's phenomenal that that you put up with me for this long, and we'll see if we can do it another 3 years and have something good to say about it on the other side of that. If you still think I'm cool in 3 more years, then we will have accomplished something.
Just because I'm on the show doesn't necessarily mean I think you're cool, but I do like you very much. I mean, I do get along, but cool? I mean, come on, Kevin, seriously? Well, I don't think I'm cool.
Nobody thinks I'm cool. Nobody thinks
I'm a Broadway nerd, but nerds are in. Come on.
Well, that's it. Like, my kids want to be nerds. Yeah, you could be a nerd. Nerds stay out of trouble, and they're smart, and I like that.
And they're successful usually. The nerds.
Here's to having more nerds on planet Earth. No, that's cool. Well, you know, this is an interesting weekend, and I'm going to bring this up a little bit later. But I don't know if people have noticed, but the morning show at this particular radio station tends to be heavily of a single ethnicity. And if you listen to simply the last names of everybody that's on the show or was on the show, then you kind of notice a trend. Sebelia, Gattulo, Piscopo, Marano, Serrano. I've been fine with that. I'm the lone Irishman on the air here. Thankfully, Mr. Crowley is the king of all.
Let's think about the ownership here.
He's the king of all kings here, and I'm glad to be on his army. But when me morning people start talking smack about me saint, then we're gonna have to deal with that in some way. So just a little bit later on, we're gonna have a little smackdown about, because you know, even you went straight to the 19th when tomorrow is the 16th. And
you mean this? Let me think about that. You mean the Ides of March and then the 17th being St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah. But anyway, you know what I remember from that first show, though, and I've missed it every year since, is you had those goodies delivered so that we could unveil them on the air. Those were tasty. Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you who we delivered them to this.
No, tell.
This time, but I believe some folks in your morning show might be enjoying them.
Well, at least you got the country right, so let's just stick with that.
You're going to get some nice, hard Irish soda bread there, Kevin.
Yeah, some Irish whiskey coming my way.
You can use
which of all of the whiskeys is my least favorite. Like, the Irish whiskey is the one that I think tastes the most like turpentine. Anyway, we're coming right back. We're having a little fun because it's a fun Friday. Stay here.
We all know that aches and pains come with getting older, but it doesn't mean that you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about Leah from Ohio and her Relief Factor story. Leah was sitting on her couch in so much pain that she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. In just 8 days, she found relief and she continued to get better and better. She says, "I truly am amazed at this product." And like Leah, I was amazed at how well Relief Factor works. If you are living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, can help you feel and live better every day. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor truly has helped so many people take back their lives. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. So get started. Try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start Kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
This is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Set up a consultation and take the first step.
866-DADS-LAW, 701 Eastgate Drive, Suite 310, Mount Laurel, New Jersey, 08054. Diana Magala, licensed in New York and New Jersey. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
Picture your perfect KFC meal. Then, picture the perfect price. You're thinking of the $20 taste of KFC meal. Everything you love about KFC in one meal. 6 pieces of original recipe chicken. 4 sides, including creamy mashed potatoes and gravy, sweet corn, fresh coleslaw, and cheesy mac and cheese. And don't forget 4 flaky biscuits. The $20 taste of KFC meal. All your favorites for just $20. KFC, it's finger looking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tips, and fees extra.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. You've heard me talk about Rough Greens and how it literally is helping thousands of dogs feel better and live longer, including my dog, Mr. Briggs, who loves it. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, who created Rough Greens, is also an airborne ranger, a green beret, and Vietnam-era helicopter pilot. An amazing background. But he also loves dogs so much that he's now totally committed to helping as many dogs as he can, because he knows that dogs need nutrition too. You've heard me say that dog food is dead food, but Rough Greens has essential vitamins and minerals, omega oils, digestive enzymes, probiotics, and plenty of antioxidants. Dr. Black and his dogs are offering a free jumpstart trial bag so your dog can try it to get back their energy, improve their elimination, and get rid of the itching and scratching and bad breath. Get your free jumpstart trial bag, and all you have to do is cover the shipping. That's right. All you have to do is cover the shipping, and you don't have to change your dog's food. Just add a small scoop of Rough Greens every day. Go to roughgreens.com/Kirk. That is ruffgreens.com/Kirk.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. And love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
It's Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back to Radio Night Live. It's the Friday fun version of the broadcast. And Christine Nicholas and Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. And Christine, this week was a point of celebration because a friend of ours created the magic all over again.
He really did. Oh, my goodness. I'm so happy to welcome back our guest, Michael Presser, who we all know from Inside Broadway. 40 years he has been helping children, New York City public school kids, get acquainted with all of the wonderful jobs and career opportunities that there are. And twice a year, he and his team at Inside Broadway bring 1,000 or more kids to see, really lifting up the curtain on how a Broadway show performs, how it creating the magic is what it's called. And that's why it's called that, because it says it all. Michael Presser, tell us about What happened this week at the performance of Six, the special Creating the Magic?
Well, thank you, Christine, and hi, Kevin. Good to see you all again. Wednesday, we did Create the Magic, and we selected one of the really great shows currently on Broadway, Six. If you don't know the story of Six, it's very simple. It's about the six wives of King Henry VIII of England. And the particular slant on the musical is giving these wives the opportunity to tell their side of the story. So, and also tell it with a great pop music score. But our program really was an opportunity to show our students all of the different people who work backstage at a Broadway musical, because a lot of times children are not particularly aware of the fact, most of the public too, for that matter, that the actors are only the tip of the iceberg. You know, a lot of times they just think the actors come on the stage, we turn the lights on, we have a show. Well, there's a lot more going on, and most of that is not even visible for the public. But when we do a Creating the Magic program, we bring the kids into the theater and we can give them demonstrations of all of the different elements that go into making a Broadway show so exciting. So we'll have, or we had demonstrations of lighting, of sound, music. We had all of the musicians from the band there. The actors, of course, we had all six of the queens there as well. So we gave them the opportunity to really learn a little bit about some of the jobs that are involved in the Broadway theater. Because, you know, Broadway, of course, is an art form. It's also a two-way possible. So Creating the Magic is a sort of a behind-the-scenes look at all the people who make Broadway so exciting.
Well, and I think that's one of the things that for the program in particular, because I'd like you to talk a little bit more about where these kids come from and their exposure. What has their exposure been to Broadway typically prior to coming to Creating the Magic?
Well, first of all of these students are part of our ongoing arts and education programs. We operate almost daily arts and education programs related to Broadway in about 100 schools throughout the five boroughs. And in our programs, we have teaching artists, which are Broadway professionals, go out to the schools to work with the children, getting them involved in being part of a theater presentation. So they get to be on the stage of their local school auditorium and to understand what it's like to be a part of a production. That's part of our teaching artist program. We also send professional actors out to the schools to perform for the students. We just finished, or will be finishing shortly, a tour of our original musical called Land That I Love, which uses the music of Irving Berlin, one of the really, really giants of American musical theater. So our school programs are then complemented by Creating the Magic, because then they get the opportunity to come to Broadway, learn a little bit and see a little bit as of what Broadway professional theater is about.
Well, you know, Michael Presser, our guest with Inside Broadway, and we're talking about all the wonderful things that Inside Broadway does to acclimate the children to careers on Broadway. This Wednesday, Creating the Magic was at 6. I think you've had one at King Kong and Chicago and Into the Woods. And next will probably be Wicked. But this particular performance, this event, I have never heard the kids that excited. When one of the queens said that she, and Michael, you were asking amazing, great questions, because Kevin, Michael asked all of the queens, the six queens, who they related to. And the first one said, Anne Boleyn, that she related to Beyonce. So the kids screamed for Beyonce. When we got to the last queen and she said Ariana Grande, and I'm telling you, this queen looks just like Ariana Grande. My phone gave an alert that I was in a noisy place and to take cover. That has never happened with an Apple phone before, but it said you were in a noisy place. Like, it was hilarious. That's how enthusiastic. And as the kids were screaming and waving their hands, all of the teachers and the adults were actually crying because you tapped into, Michael Presser, the sheer joy that these kids experienced. And it's going to be a memory for a lifetime. And it's the type of joy that unfortunately only comes with childhood. This is the type of thing that when we work at Nicholas and Lentz and we have the honor, and with the Broadway Association, and we have the honor of coming across not-for-profits like Inside Broadway, it just gives us such joy. So I will never forget this one. This one will be forever with me. So how do you keep it up after that, Michael?
Well, first of all, thank you, Christine. It was exciting, and it was actually electric as well. I think a lot of these students that were there, in spite of, you know, our being in the classroom and working with them on arts and education, the opportunity to come and actually be in the Broadway theater, and incidentally, Six is appearing at the Lena Horne Theater. So it was very important that we also let children know who Lena Horne was, because this lady was enormous influence on African-American population here in the U.S., as well as a great star of Hollywood and Broadway as well. So having a theater named after such a influential performer is very, very important. And so it was important for the students that came the other day to know who Lena Horne was. And so I think that these type of things have such a direct and very, very strong influence on children, particularly at a young age like that, where they are, you know, absorbing a lot of different things and thinking about what they can do in their lives. Well, theater is a possibility, and not just being an actor.
It's you put things in front of them that they are not able to be exposed to otherwise, and you're to be congratulated for that, Michael. Always great to see you. Thank you for what you're doing for the children of the New York Tri-State area. Keep up the great work, and we'll be talking to you again very soon. And of course, this event, Christine, followed on your Broadway Association event from last week, which was all focused on getting kids greater access to the theater. And just I'm loving the fact that we're thinking next generation on all fronts on this. It's really important. Coming right back, little controversy between the Saints. We'll talk about it coming up. Stay with us.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Trump White House official Peter Navarro appealed to the Supreme Court Friday to allow him to stay out of prison as he appeals his contempt of Congress conviction. Navarro is due to report to a federal prison next week after an appeals court ruled he probably wouldn't be able to overturn his conviction for refusing to cooperate with a congressional investigation into the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. President Biden is expressing support for Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer after the senator called for new elections in Israel. It's the latest sign that the U.S. relationship with its closest Middle East ally is careening toward fracture over the war in Gaza. Schumer said earlier in the week that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has lost his way and warned that Israel cannot survive if it becomes a pariah. More details at srnnews.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with getting older, but it doesn't mean that you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about Leah from Ohio and her Relief Factor story. Leah was sitting on her couch in so much pain that she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. In just 8 days, she found relief and she continued to get better and better. She says, "I truly am amazed at this product." And like Leah, I was amazed at how well Relief Factor works. If you are living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, can help you feel and live better every day. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor truly has helped so many people take back their lives. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. So get started. Try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start Kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
We are proud, proud to serve our country, to serve our local communities, to wear the uniform, to be a soldier, to serve abroad when and where duty calls. We are ready to stand with our brothers and sisters to defend, to serve, to fight. We are always ready. We're always there. We are the New York Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard.
In Two Creations, Bara and Asa, Emmanuel J. Charles reveals that life on Earth was not evolved, but created by Almighty God. He explains that the first three verses of the Bible should be considered as three distinct events that took place in four different eras of Earth's history. This book presents undeniable claims supported by logical reasoning, scientific evidence, and biblical truth. Get your copy now.
Available on Amazon now.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you heard? Michaels of Brooklyn. They went from 50% to 75%. They are now at 100% capacity. And by reservation, following all the CDC guidelines, they can ensure your safety and the health of their patrons and employees. And now's the time that you can get back to Michaels of Brooklyn and have some of that authentic Italian food. Celebrate Michaels of Brooklyn 100% capacity by joining the Sauce of the Month Club. You'll get a different jar of Michaels of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta, and biscotti each month for about 6 months. Each month, receive exquisite sauces ranging from arrabbiata to puttanesca, and of course their fresh marinara. They're family owned and operated. It's authentic. Everything is made completely from scratch. Even the sauce that they sell in the grocery stores nationwide, they make it right there at Michaels of Brooklyn. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Join their Sauce of the Month Club. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com or call 718-988-7851 for reservations. That's 718-988-7851. Michaels of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
And now from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back. It's Radio Night Live. And as I said, going to break, Lady Christine. And our very good friend Peter Madonia has now joined us. Peter, it's good to see you again. This is your 11th time coming. We barely even introduce you now because you're such a regular part of the cast. But Joe Piscopo put on his Instagram this morning the following. It's a quote from Father Guido Sarducci. And it said, "St. Patrick was a good saint, but he wasn't a great saint. St. Joseph is a great saint because he's the patron saint of Italy. And as the lone Irishman in a world of Italian talk show people, I was like, huh, them's fighting words, Mr. Piscopo. I mean, our guy overcame snakes. What'd your guy do? I'm just saying. Anyway, so
now I have a question. I got a question for Peter because he'll know this because he's of that generation. But, you know, Piscopo being on Saturday Night Live, you remember Father Guido Sarducci, right?
Of course I do. Yes.
not a real priest, Kevin. I
not
hope
a real
you
priest.
That.
Number one.
So this is one of his characters that he's pulling out of the history.
And I will say I had some of the best days of my life at St. Patrick's Day when I was a teenager. So I ain't knocking St. Patrick.
Well, I think St. Patrick's has it going. I think St. Patrick has it when it's down with the beer and the whiskey. And I think that St. Joseph has it on the pastry side. So combine the two and you've got a pretty good weekend.
Yeah.
Yep. Go do some exercise afterwards. Anyway.
You know,
that's
Peter,
a weird way to start with Peter joining us for his 11th time. But welcome back, Peter. Good to see you.
Thank you. It's nice to be welcome back that often. I have to tell my mom.
Well, speaking of your mom's name is Josephine.
Josephina.
Okay. And your father was Peter Joseph Madonia, right? So yep. this day yes. coming up on March 19th, tell us about growing up and what fond memories you may have of St. Joseph's Day.
I'm guessing it was a big deal.
It is a very big deal. The thing I remember most is if I didn't send a birthday card to my mom, it was okay. If I didn't send her a name day card, she would be upset. She considered St. Joseph's Day her day, more than her birthday. So that's my memory of and why it's such an important day, especially, I think, for Sicilians who really paid tribute to St. In the Middle Ages when there was a real bad drought and then they had a harvest and they gave thanks to that, to St. Joseph for getting them through the drought. And, everything is around food for Italians. And so their way to honor St. Joseph was through meals and particularly dessert and dolce, you know, sweets. And that's the sort of tradition of the Sfinge, St. Joseph, the Zeppoli, St. Giuseppe. That's the history of especially for Sicilians and the Southern Italians.
Yeah, my dad's family Italy, was from South Italy.
Yeah, in Italy,
and if I didn't make it on St. Joseph's Day to wish him a happy St. Joseph's Day, and by the way, find a pastry, and I'll never forget, we were meeting in Miami, me and my parents, but we were coming from separate airports, and I had to find a pastry and keep it fresh. So that when I got there on the 19th, it would be there. By the time he got to the hotel, it was all soggy, whatever. And guess what? He loved it. He absolutely loved it. It didn't matter.
That's
it
cool.
It's oh. personal. Again, it's a really important day in Italian culture. It's certainly celebrated in Little Italy in the Bronx. There are probably 5 pastry shops or bakeries that make sfinge and zeppoli. Zeppoli is more of a custard cream. The sfinge is cannoli cream. They're both delicious. You can, you know, the great thing about Little Italy in the Bronx is you got 5 places to choose from. Go try them all and figure out which one you like the best. That is the beauty of that neighborhood is, you know, this great competition, healthy competition that keeps everybody's game pretty sharp.
Well, the historical person of St. Joseph, I mean, obviously the father, the earthly father of Jesus. But okay. What is he the patron saint of? Did he have special meaning in different areas? I mean, obviously, the number of people named Joe and Joseph and Josephine and Josephina, I mean, this is a big deal.
It's Giuseppina. There's no J in Italian. It's G-I-U, as is Giuseppe. It's spelled with a G, because there's no J in the Italian alphabet. Just to set the record straight for sure. The Italians out there who are going to say, no, that's not how you say it. You know, he was a carpenter, right? So I think there's something to that part of his legacy as a saint, is that he was a working man. He was the father of Jesus, which is a pretty big job, you know, the earthly father of Jesus. So I think it's the combination of those kinds of things that gave him the saint. But this is way above my religious pay grade, even as a good Catholic.
Mine as well. Let's take this quick break. We're coming right back with Peter Madonia, and we're going to talk more things related to the big holiday weekend. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best, period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for PragerTopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, PragerTopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at PragerTopia.com. This is only available to PragerTopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to PragerTopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Mike Gallagher sees an out-of-touch response.
What I won't do, I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect. Look, they built the country. The reason our economy is growing.
So you regret using that word?
Yes.
You're going to apologize to the killer for calling him an illegal? You're going to claim that men like this monster built our country?
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager, and now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for PragerTopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at PragerTopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to PragerTopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Upgrade your home now at Blinds.com's anniversary sale. And celebrate savings up to 50% off premium window treatments for years to come. Shop for your house from the comfort of home. From modern, Roman, and woven wood shades, shutters, motorized options, and more. 100% online. Blinds.com invented the better way to shop. No salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. You can do the measuring and installation yourself or have Blinds.com handle it. Unlimited windows for just one low cost. Our design experts can help you select the perfect styles to fit your home and your budget totally free. We'll even send you samples fast and free. At Blinds.com, you get upfront pricing with no hidden fees, free shipping, plus our 100% satisfaction guarantee. So raise a toast to Blinds.com and make this an anniversary sale to remember. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekday afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, welcome back. Final few minutes with former prosecutor Andy McCarthy. He writes for the National Review. He is their legal opining department. He basically helps so many people understand the legal framework of some of the most complex things. And I'm really personally grateful to you, Andy, for helping me long before I ever knew you in real life, being able to read your stuff and come to a better understanding of what's going on. There's been no doubt that the New York civil case that Letitia James brought against the former president has been ridiculed stem to stern in legal circles. I mean, people that I know personally here in Manhattan that hate Trump believe that this is a joke of a case. He has appealed it. It looks like the appeal is going to be picked up. What happens next in your opinion in this civil case coming out of the Judge Engoron courtroom?
Well, the most important thing, Kevin, is the law, and this is the same really in New York State as federal law. There's a 30-day stay in a prevailing party's ability to enforce the judgment. So basically, that kind of tracks closely with the 30 days that you have to file an appeal. But the bottom line of it is Trump needs to post a bond in the amount of the judgment plus interest in order to convince the court to stay, that is, to block enforcement of the judgment, to stop Tish James from starting to seize his property
right.
until after the appeal is completed.
And it's exorbitant. It's 120% of the fine.
That's exactly right.
So, but he can do that. I mean, Imran was on with me last week and he said that, you know, a title to one of his buildings, I mean, he's got assets that exceed the $464 million. What does Andy McCarthy think about how it's going to be argued? What is the Trump team going to say?
Well, I wish I was as confident as Imran that he'll be able to post the bond. Yesterday, when they made a submission to the appellate division, they said that they could only come up with $100 million, that it would be impossible to arrange a $500 million instrument. Now, the Court of Appeals stripped from or blocked from Engoron's decision for now the provision that prevented Trump from getting loans in New York. So he may have a little bit more leeway, but that's still going to be a big nut. And it's not like the only game in town for him. He's got this E. Jean Carroll case where he's going to have to post $90 million for the same reason. So he's in something of a bind. As for the appeal, I think he's got a good chance of getting the award knocked down because it's so outsized. It's so disproportionate to the wrong that the state proved. And the other thing I think, Kevin, is this is a very novel use of this statute, which usually is done in consumer protection cases where you have one business that's defrauding a bunch of customers. Each one of them only has a transaction of a few bucks, so nobody has the motivation and the resources to sue. They took a consumer protection statute and applied it in a situation where you are dealing with sophisticated financial actors who have a lot of means and where both sides of the transaction do their own due diligence. So the fact that there was no victim in this case, it seems to me, is a big deal. And the fact that this is the first time in 70 years that this statute has ever been used in this way is also something that should be cause for concern for the appellate courts.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. It's not just appealing the fine, but appealing the finding of fact in the lower court. I mean, it seemed like this judge had his mind and verdict made up before one witness had been heard. And so to what degree can the appellate court reverse the finding of the lower court on the evidence itself? Can they say, no, there is no truth to this. This is completely made up by this judge.
Yeah, so I would say, I would distinguish two kinds of findings of fact, and it's important and appropriate for you to stress that because appellate courts do not hesitate to reverse lower courts on findings of law, conclusions of law, but they are very hesitant to disturb conclusions of fact. I think where Engoron says things like Trump inflated his assets, or where he says, like, you know, Trump's apartment was less than 11,000 square feet and he valued it as if it were 30,000 square feet. I don't think an appellate court's going to disturb that. But where Engoron came in and adopted, because they couldn't prove that there were any fraud victims, he adopted this very novel formula through expert testimony for calculating what Trump's interest rates and insurance payments would have been if he had accurately valued his assets. I don't think a court of appeals is going to feel like they need to defer to Engoron on that. That's a very novel theory, and it's basically the way that he computed the damages here. So I would think a court of appeals would not defer to Engoron on that and would take a hard look at it.
It just strikes me that at some point, I would want, if I was Trump's attorneys, I would be wanting to challenge his assertions and finding in even something like that, because it seems entirely imaginative to me. Like he just assigned a number and said, okay, that's it.
Well, let me push back on that a little bit, because what Engoron would say is that, first of all, he didn't come up with that number. It's from an assessment that was done in Florida. And the assessment was actually $18 to $27 million. And he wasn't saying that Mar-a-Lago would be worth $18 to $27 million if it could be sold free and clear. You know, Trump might be quite right that it would be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. What Engoron was saying is that under the law of Florida, you have to value property with an eye toward what legal burdens are on it. And that property has a lot of easements on it so that Trump could get certain tax breaks, and it affects the way that you're allowed to use that property. So it's very different than if you had no legal restrictions and you could sell it free and clear. So he may still be, Engoron may still be lowballing the value, but it's not, you know, I think he's gotten unfairly, I think he tried a terrible case, by the way, but I think that particular talking point, which the former president has used very effectively, is a little more complicated than.
All right, that's a fair observation. And you're the first person I've heard in the legal punditry to bring up that observation. So thank you for bringing it to our attention. Andy McCarthy, so grateful for your time to be with us. Thank you for being here.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Great to talk to you.
You got it. Read him in the National Review. You're going to learn stuff every time you do. Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York.
The madness is here, and at Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey, that means slam dunk savings all month long. Our buddy Alex Kinsella, he's the general manager at Route 22 Toyota, called to fill us in on all the madness going on, like zero down leases on all your favorite Toyota models and low 2.99% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, at Route 22 Toyota, everyone drives thanks to their goal of 100% credit approval. Call them at 973-705-8905. To get pre-approved today. Again, that's 973-705-8905 to get pre-approved for a loan on a brand new Toyota from Route 22 Toyota. It's all part of their slam dunk savings going on right now, where you can save with the madness of zero down leases and low 2.99% APR financing for up to 72 months. Go see Alex and his team at Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey, and remember to tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
Subject to primary lender approval, not all buyers will qualify. Financing on select new Toyota models through Toyota Financial Services. See deal for details. Expires April 1st, 2024.
My name is Imran Ansari, and I lead the Civil Litigation Division of Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, the preeminent New York litigation law firm. The tires screech, the impact is felt. Boom. You've just been in a car accident. It's a scary situation that none of us want to experience. But if you have been injured in a car accident, then you may be entitled to significant monetary compensation for your injuries. It's important you speak to an attorney right away to make sure your rights are protected. Myself and our team of experienced trial attorneys will never settle for less than what you deserve. We are always ready to go to court to fight for you and seek justice. So if you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, don't delay. Call Idala, Bertuna & Kamens at 212-486-0011. That's 212-486-0011. Or visit us on the web at idalalaw.com. Idalalaw.com. Idala, Bertuna & Kamens. Fighting for justice, fighting for you.
Feel like you're trying to push a boulder uphill wearing skates? If you run or manage a local business today, you're challenged like never before. We get it, and we want to help. We're Salem Surround, and when it comes to marketing, consider us your personal move you forward company. In a recent study, we found that 53% of local businesses were classified as novices when it came to designing, implementing, and managing their marketing needs. And that's where Salem Surround truly shines. We're a full-service marketing agency that'll help you increase your customer base by designing incredibly effective plans to reach your consumers day, night, and everywhere they might be. Let us give you an absolutely free audit of your current marketing and what your competition is doing. Our digital sales and support teams are the best in the industry and deliver customized personal service that's second to none.
If you're a local business and ready for the next step, Google Salem Surround New York right now. Our experts are ready to help you take your marketing to the next level. Google Salem Surround New York today.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM970, The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, welcome back. It is that time of the Friday for your tips for your weekend, and with a couple of big kind of celebrations coming up in the next few days, Christine, you've got your hands full.
We do indeed. And Kevin, I would be remiss if I did start off, kicking off this weekend's things that you must do is go to the St. Patrick's Day Parade. And this year, it's going to be on Saturday, March 16th. It is the oldest and largest St. Patrick's Day Parade in the world. It was first held in 1762, which, by the way, for those historians out there, kids, that is predates our country. So it is a beautiful, beautiful parade. It just gets you, and you, everybody's Irish on that day. Just make sure you wear your green. But it starts in 44th Street, usually on Fifth Avenue, and it marches up. So you
can catch everybody's Irish that day. That's why they're asking Maria Bartiromo and Joe Piscopo to host the coverage of it.
Well, you know, what can I tell you? Maybe next year they'll figure out who has a last name and whose name has a first name that begins with Kevin. Okay. that Kevin Show guy might be able to host the parade.
No, we Irish, we just take it in stride. We know. Yeah. We know we're not the favored ones anyway.
Well, the Grand Marshal is going to be Maggie Timoney, and she's the president and CEO of the Heineken USA.
Heineken's for everyone. They're just going to throw cans out to people as they come down the street.
Yeah, clonk.
Right off the Grand Marshal float.
But folks, it really is beautiful. They expect about 2 million spectators cheering on. And of course, it goes past and pays tribute to St. Patrick's Cathedral, right at 51st Street and 5th Avenue. And if you want to get your Irish on and keep your Irish on Saturday, the Irish Arts Center has an open house from 12 to 6 on Saturday. Also, in the Irish Arts Center is located at 726 11th Avenue between West 51st and 52nd Street. They have beautiful events. Just go to irishcenter.org for more information. And then Jameson's is going to start a new tradition, or so they hope it's a new tradition. It's going to be the St. Patrick's Eve ball drop. The kickoff starts at 5 p.m. in Times Square between 43rd and 44th Street and will include a set by a surprise DJ. There'll be giveaways. There'll be free samples, maybe. I don't know. It could be worth going. But you can get more information from JamesonWhiskey.com. That should be a hoot. And also, I just wanted to thank our guests tonight, Peter Madonia. Don't forget St. Joseph's Day on the 19th, so you can go to Arthur Avenue and check out all the specialties there. And then also Michael Presser from Inside Broadway. And congratulations, Michael and Katie and all of the wonderful folks at Inside Broadway for putting on a fabulous Creating the Magic. And I do want to give a shout out to Shin Jung Hong from Nicholas and Lentz, who did a fabulous job luring four cameras of all of the network. Kevin, how difficult it can be to get press to cover an event, especially a positive event, something good. You know, they want to chase the bad.
If it bleeds, it bleeds. But she got all four networks to the Creating the Magic.
Got them there.
Wow. Good for her.
So she is the magic in Creating the Magic. So Shin Jung, our hats are off to you.
And I would like to say no thank you to Father Guido Sarducci.
Sarducci.
And I'd like to say no thank you to Giuseppe Piscopo for his obnoxious Instagram post from earlier today. And I'm just going to take it in stride and just be my angry Irish self now for the rest of the weekend. All right. Just kidding. Joe, if you're listening, just kidding. Christine, happy anniversary. AB, thank you for everything. Ilana, thank you for everything. And guys, we will be back in year number 4 next Friday. We'll see you then.